Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. One of my favorite things to do since I've moved up here is go see a show at the historic Calumet Theater. I've never seen a bad show. They've always been entertaining, well worth the money, because you're not going to see some of these shows. You know, if you try to go downtown Detroit from where I'm from, you're going to pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket. You go to see a terrific show here for well worth the money. Again, always a good time, and there is no better place to see a show. It's a beautiful venue, great sound all around. You're up close. It's intimate, personal, and one of the people that help run the Calumet Theater and make it possible for people like me to see those shows is joining me in this segment, Laura Miller, the executive director of the Calumet Theater. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
Yeah, good morning, Rick.
Now, just recently, the most recent show I've been to was the Elvis tribute artist, Tony Rocker. Just a fantastic show. Had a great time.
Yeah, wasn't he great interacting with the audience as well, throwing out those teddy bears. We had young children in the audience giving them beads, and we had one little boy that came up afterwards and was just tickled, had his picture taken with him, and just the thrill of people being able to have their pictures taken and getting something in person from him was a real treat for everybody.
That's, again, one of the things I like about going to shows there. I've seen a number of tribute artists, and, you know, I'm an old school person. I like the older music, and chances of me getting the see ABBA or Led Zeppelin or The Doors or somebody like that, they're probably not going to happen very well. And I'd have a real hard time seeing The Beatles, which I got to see a year or two ago. But I get to see tribute artists at the Calumet Theater, and they always do a great job. Elvis, Tony Rocker did a wonderful job doing that as well. And we're going to be talking about shows that you got coming up this season, and a lot of great acts coming up. But one of the things that makes going to the Calumet Theater possible is fundraisers like the Grand Raffle that you have going on, because it is an older building and a lot of work needs to be done, and you do a great job over there. You don't feel like you're a venue that, other than the historic perspective being 100 years old that it is, it seems like, you know, like it's really kept up to date and is really well done. The Grand Raffle coming up, how important is that to maintain that?
Well, you know, without the Grand Raffle, the Calumet Theater Company really could not do what they do with that building. It's not in the theater company's budget to do building items. And unfortunately, our landlord, the Village of Calumet, very, very small village and doesn't have a lot of extra funding. And so we find as their tenant that we have to take care of the building that we both share. So the Grand Raffle, the proceeds from our Grand Raffle for a number of years have gone into maintenance for that building. As you remember, in 2014, that Grand Raffle money paid off a new furnace that we had to put in last April, and it also met the match that we needed for the new stage roof. $12,500 was the match that we needed for that new stage roof, and the Grand Raffle provided that. So last year it was a huge relief for the theater company to be able to have that Grand Raffle money. Otherwise, we would have had to take out a loan to pay off our furnace and match that roof. This year, the Grand Raffle, kind of an all-new version of it. Half of the money will go toward our elevator project. And we've got $56,000 in our fund already for that, Rick. So we're really moving on that. And the other half of the money is going to go toward our, we call it our infamous 28-item list that we gave to the Village of Calumet back in 2013 at one of their council meetings and asked for their approval to lop off all of the things that needed to be done on our part of the building. New toilets, cracked stairs, fixing ceiling fans in the ballroom that didn't work. The list went on and on. And so we've lopped off about 8 of those building items. Still have a long way to go, but the other part of this Grand Raffle money this year will go toward continuing on our list of things that need to be fixed.
Well, how does the Grand Raffle work?
The Grand Raffle this year is totally different than anything we've done before. And I think most people are familiar with our Grand Raffle. You know, it's one of the largest give back money to the community Grand Raffles that are out there. And in the past, our Grand Raffle had $34,000 worth of cash prizes. This year, we're still giving away $34,000. In the last year's Grand Raffle, $20,000 first place. The same first place prize this year. But the big difference about this one, we've always had 1,000 tickets. This year we've only got 500 tickets. Last year the odds were 200-1 to win a cash prize. And you're not going to believe this one, Rick. I don't think there's any better odds anywhere 33-1 odds to win a cash prize. Now, you're not going to find those odds anywhere. I would really challenge that. But what's so unique about this particular raffle, all 500 tickets are going to be drawn. They're going to be put together, and the winning tickets are determined by the position that the ticket is drawn.
Oh, really?
And this is the unique part of it. Something that we learned at a convention that we went to. It's called a reverse drawing. Instead of just plopping out your half a dozen tickets as your cash prizes, that you draw all of your tickets. And so, for example, this year's raffle, the very first ticket drawn is going to be that $20,000 winner, providing we sell all of our tickets, of course. And that first ticket drawn will be set aside, so you won't know whose winning ticket that is. And then we're going to draw tickets number 2 through 49, and we're going to say, well, folks, these are all our next batch of losing tickets. And so these are all of our losing tickets. And then the 50th ticket drawn is going to win $500. And then we continue with our drawing. Ticket 51 through 99 are all losing tickets. But the 100th ticket drawn is a $250 winner. So we're doing that every 50 tickets all the way through to ticket number 496. And then at that point, 497, 98, 99, and 500 are where all of the larger prizes come into play. Ticket 497 drawn will be the winner of two tickets for all 2016 theater stage events. The 498th ticket drawn is going to win $1,750, the next one $3,000, and the next one $5,000. So you've got, like I say, 15 different cash prizes with great odds. So we're hoping that it builds the excitement. You know, if you're sitting there in that audience and you've got, we've got five tickets left to draw, you could be any one of those big winners at the end as well. But we like to think with $250 and $500 winners spread throughout, two people are going to really have fun with that.
And if your luck is anything like mine, you know that you're rarely ever going to hear your name called first. I know that the odds are even for everybody, but I don't think I've ever had my ticket drawn first. Well, this gives me a lot of opportunities down the road. Kind of makes me feel like I have a better chance of winning. Maybe not the $20,000, though. Still could. You never know. There's a first time for everything. But to be able to chance to get $250 prize, a $500 prize, maybe up to a $5,000 prize, and for a $100 ticket, and then that's a pretty good return for your money and with the odds.
We like to think so, and don't let that $100 scare you off. I know you can get your team together and everybody can pitch in $10 and have grand chances to win, but so many people buy weekly lottery tickets, spend $5 to $10 a week on those lottery tickets, and everybody knows the odds are astronomical that you're ever going to win any big money in the Michigan lottery, and we like to think that you can set aside your lottery ticket money for just a couple of months here, save up for that $100 ticket, and the odds to win are so good. You just don't want to pass that up.
To kind of also put it into perspective a little bit is, I am not a gambler. I do not like to risk money. And recently, when I was down in Detroit visiting family, and we stopped at the Greektown Casino for a little bit. And within a half hour, lost $80, won, nothing, it just was gone almost in an instant. And so $80 went to a machine in a casino, doesn't benefit anybody, doesn't, help restore any part of historic downtown, doesn't help bring in great shows. It was just $80, poof, gone. Here with, if you buy a ticket, you got a 1 in 33 chance of walking away with, more money than you put down in your ticket, and even if you don't come away with the cash prize, your money goes towards helping the Calumet Theater maintain its operation. So there's no way to lose when you do this.
Well, and that's the way we feel about it too, because again, without the grand raffle, we could not keep going on this building, and we would have no chance at all of getting that elevator put in a couple of years, and that's our goal.
Now, where's the elevator going to go?
Well, we're hoping that's going to go in on what I'm calling the Village Lobby, the lobby between the Calumet Theater and the Village offices. Restroom facilities there in that area should provide the room that we need, and it would be a very good access to go straight up from there into the ending in the ballroom.
And if you've ever had to haul equipment up those stairs to the ballroom, you know how much an elevator would be. But plus, you've got virtually no other access for people in wheelchairs or people who've got to get up those stairs. It's got to be real tough.
It is tough. And we know we lose a lot of patrons that would love to be able to go up to that ballroom and take part in our monthly Club Indigo series. Would like to get up there for the Copper Dog luncheon and to greet the mushers. People that have wedding receptions, unfortunately, can't always book because of handicap needs and that sort of thing. And so we would love to have access to that area for everyone.
Now, tickets are $100 a piece. Where are they? Where can you get tickets?
Well, we only have a couple of outlets this year in addition to the Calumet Theater box office. Ace Hardware in Calumet, Miller's Lanes in Lorium, Pizza Works in Houghton, and Joey's Seafood Restaurant in Houghton. Keeping it down to just a few outlets, heavier traffic areas, and look for the signs and buy one of those tickets, please.
And your drawing will take place, let's see, it will take place on Saturday, July 11th. And I'm sure you want to sell out the tickets as soon as possible. Do you have an idea of how long you'll continue selling them, if you have any available, or right up to the day?
Well, we will probably close our sales in the morning of the day of the drawing, if we still have some left on that day. You'll be aware that it's going to take us a lot longer to draw 500 tickets from our bin. It's not like you're just only pulling, you know, five or six winning tickets. So we have several hours before and during the concert that's going to be held on that day. So people will be aware of the drawing that's going on.
And you don't want to risk waiting until the last day, because if there is anything any tickets left, there's usually a push at the end that's going to dry up. So you want to get your tickets as soon as you possibly can. Makes it easier on you. You can rest easy knowing that you're in the drawing. Also makes it easier on the folks at the Calumet Theater when they know they got the tickets sold and the money's coming in.
Exactly.
Right. Let's talk about what the shows you have coming up. Just here, looking at the information that you handed me, and I know on July 11th you had the Gordon Lightfoot tribute. That's going to be the night of the drawing. So we'll start with there, and then we'll backtrack to upcoming shows since we're still in the grand raffle.
Okay, great. You know, the Gordon Lightfoot tribute, Mike Fornes, who plays Gordon Lightfoot in this particular tribute, his band's name is Whispers of the North, and this guy has got the look and the sound down pat. He's been doing this for about a half a dozen years, and he had met Gordon Lightfoot when he performed over at the Kewaden Casino in Sault Ste. Marie, and his band has worked with Gordon Lightfoot's band to make sure they have, you know, the exact same type of equipment, the keyboards, the guitars, everything else, and this guy sounds and looks very much like Gordon. We cannot afford to get Gordon Lightfoot at the theater. We have tried every single year for the last at least 10 years, putting a bid out for him, and he just does not come down in his price, and we just cannot afford him. So this is going to be the next best thing to the real deal.
That goes back to what I said earlier about the tribute artists. I do love them. I do love being able to go see them, in a location and a price that I can afford. Gordon Lightfoot would be another one of those artists where, you know, if I was still living downstate, probably have to shell out $100 to go see him. Here I'll be able to go see, you know, what you say, the next best thing in a terrific show in a wonderful venue.
Yes, and the prices are only going to be $21.50 or $26.50, and you're gonna think you're listening to Gordon Lightfoot.
And if you happen to be in the grand raffle, you can walk home from that show, up to $34,000 richer too.
So exactly, yes.
Definitely worth going and see. All right, just passing Easter Sunday here, when you've got some terrific shows that are coming up. Can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, a lot of things that go on at the Calumet Theater are people and organizations that rent the theater from us and put on marvelous things for the public as well, in addition to shows that the Calumet Theater books on our own and host. And so the month of April, we have really a nice mixture of different things. Calumet High School Drama Club is in the theater. They came in a couple of days ago with their sets, and they're going to be putting on a real fun show on April 10 and 11, Alice in Zombieland. And kind of a twist on Alice in Wonderland, Alice is now a teenager, and the rabbit appears again and takes her down that rabbit hole and finds out when she gets there, the Mad Hatter, and having the tea party and everything else, everybody's turning into zombies, and what Alice has to do to try to get things back to normal. And looks like a real fun show. April 15th, talented kids. You know, the Keweenaw Youth Symphony Orchestra, we are very honored to be able to have them here this spring. And their concert is actually a free concert. concert for everybody on a Wednesday night, and starting at 6 o'clock. Normally, you know, our program times are 7 or 7:30, but they're doing this at 6 o'clock. And I don't know, I think that had something to do with the lift bridge, closures or whatnot, wanting to get people back across the other side. So there was no problem with that as well. And so KYSO on the 15th. And, of course, we always have our monthly Club Indigo series that's going to be coming up on April 17th. And other renters that are coming up that we're very excited about. Superior School of Dance comes in a couple of times a year, and they're going to be doing a spoof on superheroes, and it's called Freezer Burn. And Nicole Polakowski, the owner of Superior School of Dance, has put together a great program with her talented dancers, and they're going to be in on May 15 and 16. And then, of course, we've got the Calumet Players. Everybody knows how good their programs always are. And they're coming in on May 28 through the 30th. And this year, they're doing Anne of Green Gables. So just an idea of some of the renters that are going to be coming in the door that we are very, very honored to know that they're going to be there. I also want to mention the Chancel Country Western Show. Just got done talking to Marcia yesterday on May 9th, and they're finalizing all their performers for their fundraising activity. And they're doing two shows again this year with general seating, and so we encourage people to come out for that. You know, that's a great fundraiser for their school band, and that's on May the 9th. So just a little idea of renters that come to the Calumet Theater. And we like to support their cause as well. We like to keep the rent as reasonably priced as possible to encourage organizations to come in and use the theater.
Well, as always, a number of great performances coming in. I've seen several of these organizations, obviously, but the Drama Club from CHS is terrific. They do a great job. So that will be a terrific show, Alice in Zombieland. The Chancel Country Western show is just a phenomenal show. Very eclectic mix of performances there. So that is always one you definitely want to see. And the Calumet Players, of course, I've seen a number of their performances. They never let you down. They're a terrific job they do up there. It's almost hard to believe they do as good of a job as they do. And I only mean that because, you know, you would, in a small town, you have certain expectations, and you go to see the Calumet Players, and they put on a performance that is every bit as good as a major stage performance that you're going to see. Definitely a terrific time. I saw The King and I when I first came here, and couldn't believe how well it was done. So waiting for them to put on Phantom of the Opera so they can they can take that and run with it next year. They'll have me front row if they can do that.
I think they have a lot of people front row if they put that one on, for sure.
Well, those are people who rent space from you to be able to put on shows, but you have a great lineup coming in from the Calumet Theater as well.
You know, we do. We have a lot of nationally known acts coming in this year, and we are very, very pleased that they happen to all fall into place at the right time. And it just ended up that we were able to book all of these in the same year. In April, April 27th, we've got Branson on the road. They were here a couple of times back about half a dozen years ago. Packed the house. This Debbie Horton that runs that particular show played guitar with Johnny Cash, the only woman to ever do that. They are just a great bunch of country singers. You know, they get that gospel music going. And they're going to be in on April the 27th, which happens to be a Monday night. So kind of on a different night of the week. So most people don't have much to do on Monday night. Come out and see Branson on the road in April. Other nationally known names that we've got coming this year, just finished booking Badfinger, June the 26th, and Joy Moland, the guy from Badfinger. Of course, he's the only one left of the original group, but boy, he's still got a voice that you're going to love to hear. And July the 25th, we've got Dr. Hook. I mean, the doctor himself, Ray Sawyer, will be out there belting out all the tunes that you love to hear. And then we're very pleased to be able to present the Little River Band on November the 11th. And these guys were here back in 2004. We've been trying to get them back. They were one of the largest requested bands that we've had over the years. And we finally were able to catch them routing this year and able to afford to have them come back. So November the 11th, Little River Band.
Now, Badfinger, have they been here before at the...
They have not.
This is their first time coming.
First time. Yes, first time. Yep. And again, so many of these shows are high-end shows for us. We cannot afford a lot of these nationally known acts unless they are routing close by to us. So some of these bands are coming, you know, through the Chicago area over to Duluth or Minneapolis, St. Paul. And so we're able to snag them this year as they're going between one big town and another. And we're very fortunate this year to be able to get these nationally known acts.
And it's also one way that you can help support the Calumet Theater is when you bring in these larger acts, go and see them. Go support them. You're going to get a great show, an unforgettable show. And also, it makes it a lot easier for you to be able to pull these acts in. They got a packed house to play in front of.
Exactly. You know, we need to fill the house for these, and we want to make sure that our audience has a great time as well. And that's why we think that the shows that we book are just top-notch, good acts, reasonably priced. But, you know, if we don't get a good audience and we don't make any money or even break even, we won't be able to keep bringing them back. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. The Calumet Theater, as you mentioned, Rick, the ticket prices that we have are much lower than any place else for the same type of bands. Little River Band, you look on the internet, they're getting ticket prices minimum $75 all over the place. We are just now setting up our expenses on that, but we're looking at $45, maybe a $50 ticket max. So you're going to see a band that is all over this country right now. They've got their most recent CD, I think, came out in 2013. And, you know, they're commanding the minimum price of $75 a ticket. The same with Dr. Hook, Badfinger. You know, ticket prices are much, much higher than you're going to see at the Calumet Theater. And we deliberately keep our prices as low as we can because we want our audience to be able to enjoy the concert, enjoy the theater itself, and because we like to make sure that our people in the Copper Country, you know, have that option to come out and hear some good entertainment. And so when we price our tickets, we are trying to price them to break even. We don't make a lot of money on any of our shows, and so ticket sales is not what keeps us going. It's not the ticket sales that keep us going, folks. It's grant money and your membership, and those are the things, and of course just individual donations as well. So we don't try to make a lot of money on the shows. We just want to try to break even to bring everybody a good night of entertainment.
Well, how does someone become a member?
People can become members by calling the theater, checking on our website, and theater membership, I mean, it's less than 10 cents a day. You can start for $35 for the year and go all the way up to whatever limit you'd like to go to. The higher your limit, the more benefits you get. This year, for some of our nationally known acts, we're going to be offering a $3 discount for member tickets. The smaller shows will have a $2 discount. Members have always gotten a discount on their tickets. Members get an early entrance into the theater. Members also get first sale of these nationally known tickets. When these tickets go on sale, members have that first week prior to anybody else to call up and get their reserved seats, and the general public will have to wait after the members, you know, get to pick their seats for that first week. And members, of course, we have membership receptions throughout the year, which are free of charge, a nice place for the people of like minds to meet and have hors d'oeuvres and beverages of the season. And just supporting the Calumet Theater, making it part of your ownership and your pride in the community. We really hope that people will consider becoming a theater member.
Okay, so tickets are on sale right now for the Grand Raffle. There's a number of locations you can pick those up, including the Calumet Theater box office. I just want to, you have one show coming up here with Scott Helmer, your next show. Did you want to talk about that?
Yes. You know, Scott is really a unique individual, an acoustic guitar player, and he has a lot of great rock and country favorites that he performs. He also has some of his own music, his original music that he's going to be performing as well. But Scott started off in California about a year ago, and he is traveling across the country to help nonprofits support their favorite projects. And so you had to actually put your name on a list and mention to him, as he solicited nonprofits around the country, what type of project are you looking to develop and earn money for. And he's thought that the Calumet Theater Elevator Project was worthy of a stop. And so we are one of many nonprofits that he's visiting across the country, and he is performing free of charge. He's not charging us his performer fee. And so we're going to have the opportunity to charge $20 a ticket or two for $35, and all of the ticket proceeds are going to go into our elevator fund. And so this is a great opportunity to come out and support the theater's elevator project, and here's a good musician perform.
Scott Helmer performs on April 25th, so you definitely want to be able to see that. And that definitely helps out the Calumet Theater and their elevator project. Grand raffle tickets are on sale now at the Calumet Theater box office. You can also pick them up at Ace Hardware in Calumet, Miller's Lanes in Loria, Pizza Works in Houghton, and Joey's Seafood in Houghton as well. I want to thank Laura Miller for coming on the show today.
Can I mention one more show that's coming up too? We are in the rehearsals for our all-school musical, and it's Willy Wonka. We've got about 35 talented kids from around, from Berriga all the way up to Mohawk, that are at the theater three nights a week working their hearts off for the all-school musical, and that comes up on May 1, 2, and 3. So we want to support our high school students, not just high school. This is 6th grade through 12th grade talented students working on that all-school musical, which is done every other year at the Calumet Theater.
All right, terrific. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.